blood pressure had to come down. Come on. Low blood pressure got to come up. Come, Isaiah. Kidney failure, renal failure, hallelujah, had to come back because we serve a great God. You have to disappear. The healing has to take place in your body because we serve a great God. Hallelujah. We serve a God can do it. We serve a God can bring. Hallelujah. See, we still, I'm talking about miracles now. Come on. I'm talking about miracles through the great God that can open up the blinded eyes and stop the deaf ears. Come on here. These signs shall follow them that believe because we serve a great God. Hallelujah. We serve a great God. We serve a great God. The lame, hallelujah. The lame begin to walk. The dumb begin to talk. Hallelujah. The blind begin to see. The deaf begin to hear. Hallelujah. I got the Bible on it. Hallelujah. I got the Bible on this. I got the word on this. We serve a great God. Hallelujah. Blind by the millions. Sit by the highway side begging. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. But when he heard that the great God, Jesus was passing by. Hallelujah. They tried to stop him. They tried to stop him. They tried to shut him up. But he knew it was a great God coming through. He said, Master, thou son of David, have mercy. Have mercy on me. And that's what we're saying now. Have mercy on me that I might receive my sight. Come on. We serve a great God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Peter and John was up on the way into the temple at the ninth hour to pray. Hallelujah. And the man was laid there daily. Hallelujah. At the gate of the temple waiting. Praise our God. Hallelujah. For begging alms. Come on, of them that going in. But here come Peter and John going on up into the temple at the ninth hour of prayer. Hallelujah. We serve a great God. And the Bible says, hallelujah, he looked up on Peter them. Hallelujah. And he expected. You got to be expecting. You got to be expecting something from God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. And he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. Arise. Arise and walk. We serve a great God. And the Bible said they took it by the hand. And immediately, y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. Oh, I feel this thing. We serve a great God. Immediately, his ankle bones receive strength. So I'm saying to you this morning, up under the sound of my voice, and you that is watching know by the Cypress audience, you serve a great God. It's nothing you're in. There's nothing you will be faced with today that the God of the Bible can't bring you out of. The God, Ananomosia, he'll bring you out. The God will turn things, the God in you will turn it around. But you got to believe he's a great God. Hallelujah. No situation. God bless you, Minister Mitchell. No situation. God bless you, Darsh Riley. God bless you. Thank God for you. There's no situation that you're facing with this morning. There's no circumstances that you're going through. Hallelujah. You're not going to drown through this. You're not going to be overtaken through this. You're not going to be torn into pieces through this. Why? Because of who's on the inside of you. The word of God is on the inside of you. The word of God is taking you through. The word of God, you're not going to crumble. You're not going to fall. You're not going to be stricken in your mind. Come on, you're not going to be overtaken by this thing that's trying to overtake you. Why? Because we serve a great God, and he's worthy to be praised. 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 Come on. We serve a great God this morning. We serve a great God this morning. We serve a great God this evening. We serve a great God at midnight. We serve a great God. I don't care what it looks like. It may look like it's midnight in your life, but you serve a great God. You may be going through, but you serve a God that can bring you out. You are my soul, my God. My soul love you. Hallelujah. We don't serve no weak God. Hallelujah. We don't serve no God that don't know. We serve a God that know all things. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and without him there was nothing made. We serve a great God. I ain't got no help. We serve a great God. Come on, somebody. Don't let the problem get you down. In the words of Vicky Wynes, don't let the problem get you down. Don't let the situation make you frown. Hallelujah. Because we serve a great God. It's nothing too hard. If I can only get the people of God to see this and don't be magnifying the circumstances in the situation that you're in. I know you may be in it, but you're not in it because we serve a great God. You're just passing through it. You're just passing through it. That's what you're doing. You're passing through it. You're not there to stay. Don't sit up camp. Don't sit up camp. Don't worry. Don't sit up camp. Don't fear. Don't sit up camp and begin to speak negative words. Don't sit up camp. Hallelujah. Yes, you're going through it, but I'm coming out. Yes, I'm in this, but I've got the victory because I serve a great God. I serve a mighty God. I serve a God can do anything but fail. And you can speak to the situation. Hallelujah. As Jesus spoke to the wind. Hallelujah. And said, let peace be still. You can speak because the great, 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 great that's on the inside of you, which is his word. Great, great, great. That's on the inside. Somebody get it. Somebody get it. Hallelujah. Come on. Shake yourself. Shake yourself. Shake yourself. Let the enemy know you are not going to torment me. Come on. You're not going to bring fear to me. You're not going to, hallelujah, overtake me in this. Why? Because I serve a great God and he's worthy to be praised. Don't put God on hold. Don't put God on hold because you're going through circumstances and start meditating on the circumstances and the situation. No, what you do is you praise God. What you do is you give him glory. What you do is you give him honor. Come on. Don't stop. Oh, I ain't going to the place of worship because I don't feel like it today. I'm going through so much. No, don't put God on hold. Don't call yourself punishing God. You ain't even big enough. You ain't even bad enough. Come on. Hallelujah. We serve a great God. We serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. You can't allow the enemy to tell you and to tell you that God ain't gonna do it. He has that no authority. He has no right. First of all, put him in his place. He has no right and authority to be talking to a believer. He tried it with Jesus. But what did Jesus say? Jesus said, get thee behind me. And that's what you got to tell that devil. You got to tell him, get behind me, Satan. Hallelujah. You got to put him back down where he belongs. Why? Because we serve a great God. God bless you, Elder Felicia, Minister Felicia. Good to see you. Hallelujah. Praise our God. I'm telling you, we serve a great God according to what I just read in the scripture. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the what? City of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Hallelujah. Today is the day to know who he is. Today is the day to know that he's able to do a sinner above all we think or ask. He's a great God. He's a great God. And it's just not a slogan to be saying this. It's a known fact. He's a great God. It's a known fact, come on, in my life that I know he's great. And it's a fact in my life and to know that he's worthy to be praised. Come on here. I don't care what I'm going through with. I don't care what I've been faced with. He's worthy to be praised. I didn't allow the situation to overtake me. I don't allow the situation. Yes, I do go through it. But I don't allow the situation to dictate to me how to praise him. I don't allow the situation to dictate to me to captivate my mind because I know great is the Lord. And we know that all things, great is the Lord, work together for the good of them that will love the Lord and will call according to his purpose. Great is the Lord. Come on. It's time out for making excuses. It's time out for just now. Oh, no, no. If we're going to serve him and we're going to magnify him and we're going to praise him and we're going to lift him up. Come on. I'm saying this. Yes, we're going through. God bless you. Yes, we're going through. I know we are going through it. Everybody is going through it. But it's not greater than God. It's not greater than the power that's in you as believers. Come on, get up from out of that pity party. Get up from out of that one, somebody that feels sorry for you. Get up, shake yourself, and know greater. Greater. Wake up. Come on here. Wake up, pastors. Come on. First of all, wake up, apostles. Wake up. Come on, wake up, prophets. Come on, wake up, evangelists. Come on, wake up, pastor. Wake up, teacher. Come on. We all going through to something, but it ain't greater than God. We've all done lost some things, but it ain't greater than God. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. Come on, saints of God. Come on, people of God. Come on, God's people. Hallelujah. You got to know your God. You got to know who's on the inside of you. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to know. Come on. That's why he goes back to David. David said, yea, do I walk through the valley of shadows of death. I will fear no evil. Why? Because I got the great one with me. I got the great one with me. I got the assurance with me. Come on. My God, help me in here today. We serve a great God. This is the title of the message this morning. We serve a great God. We serve a mighty God. I don't care what the, my God, and I'm not being insensitive. Come on. I'm not saying I ain't going through nothing, but I this is me. I know that the God is in me personal is greater than the situation that's trying to overtake me. Come on. I know it's trying to overthrow some of you, but the God in you is greater than that. Come on, God bless you, Sister Dewana. God bless you. The situation is trying to overtake you, trying to overthrow you. But guess what? The great one, the Elohim, the Ashaddai, hallelujah, the all-breasted one, the almighty one, he's greater than the situation. Good morning, Sister Stacy. He's greater than the situation. He's greater than the outcome. He's greater. Come on. He'll keep you. He said, I'll keep you in what? Perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. You're not going to find nothing else greater than that. Come on here. Hallelujah. He said, I will uphold you with my right hand. Come on. He said, in whom he have in his hand, can't nobody pluck him out. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. Hallelujah. We got to just, when we're going through, we got to constantly keep this word on our mind. We got to keep constantly let this word flow out of our mouth. Come on. Hallelujah. Remember when Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights and he was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the enemy? Come on. And the devil said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Jesus said unto him, man shall not live by bread alone, but what? By every word. Every word. Not complaint, but by every word. Not by every doubt. Every word. Not by every fear. Every word that does what? Proceedeth out the mouth of God. We serve a great God. My time is coming. Oh, I didn't get a chance to open up your prayer lines. I'm going to open them up. Still got a few minutes. While I'm talking, the prayer line is going to be open. I got so excited about it because we serve a great God. You can call in and we can pray for you and you can ask for prayer, and the great God that we serve, he'll do it. The phone lines are opening right now. Amen. Area code 321-632-1000. We serve a great God. We serve a mighty God. You say, Apostle, I don't know him in the pardon of my sins, and I want to be saved. We serve a great God. There's no sin that you're in that he can't bring you out, whether it be small or big. You know, we try to siphon, oh, the little sin. There's no big sin, no little sin. Whether it be small or big to you, God is able to do what? Turn you around, bring you out of it. Come on. Hallelujah. You can call in while I'm yet talking. The lines are open. The prayer lines are open for you. And we'll be able to pray for you and agree with you. Hallelujah. That the great God that you serve and I serve, he's able to do a scene above all you think or I think or acts. The great God that we serve. Again, the phone lines are open. Area code 321-632-1000. We serve a great God. He's a mighty God today. Again, it's nothing that you will face. It's nothing that you have faced that you can't come out of. Why? Because according to what we just read in the scripture, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God and in the mountain of his holiness. He's a great God. He's a great God. He's an everlasting God. He keeps his word. And I love to say it all the time because it's true. One translation said, he hastens to his word to perform it. Hallelujah. You put it out there. He hastens to it to perform it for you. Come on. When you say hastens, he hurries to it. All he need to do is somebody to put it out there. All he need for somebody to do is what? Is allow his word to work so his greatness and his wonders can be shown on the earth. Come on. Glory to God. Do I have a caller this morning? Do I have a caller right now? You still got time. I'll open the lines a little bit late, but do I still have, you still got time to call in, hallelujah, and have prayer and get prayer by this great God. You got time to call in and say, I want to be saved. Hallelujah. This great big God, sir, save you. This great big God will pick you up, turn you around, place your feet on solid ground. Come on. This great big God that we serve, he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy for all the glory, all the honor. Praise God. I want you to know, excuse me, that he can do this if you would believe. It's nothing too hard for God. We make it hard. We make it complicated because we don't want to take him at his word. We try to figure things out. We try to work things out with our hands. What he said, cast all your cares upon me for what he careth for you. We serve a great God. We serve a great God. If we don't magnify his name and exalt and lift his name up, come on, who's going to do it? The believers. Hallelujah. He can do it. He will do it. He has done it. Some of you have been in situations, and you know it was nobody but God. You know it was nobody but God that healed you. You know nobody but God that opened that door. We serve a great God today. We serve a mighty God. We're waiting on your phone call. Hallelujah. We're waiting for you. Who'll be the first one to break the ice? Come on. Hallelujah. You may say, well, Pastor, I can't call right now. I'm on my job, and I'm working. I'm listening to you. I understand that. I understand that. You may be sitting in your home. Hallelujah. You have the opportunity to call in for prayer. Hallelujah. Call in for prayer. You have the opportunity to pick up your phone and call and say, Pastor, I want you to pray for me. I want you to touch and agree with me because the God we serve can do anything but fail. The God we serve is able to heal me. The God we serve is able to turn the situations around in my life because he's a great God and he's worthy to be praised. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, the area code is 321-632-1000. We wait your call. You're listening to me, young man. You're listening to me, middle-aged man, young woman, middle-aged woman. You're listening to me up under the sound of my voice. The situation is not greater than the word of God. The situation is not too big for God to bring you out. Hallelujah. The problem is not too hard that God cannot solve. He's a habit breaker. Yes, he is. He's a habit breaker, but he's a covenant keeper. Hallelujah. His promise is over you. He's able to do it if you believe. Come on. Who will be the first one to call in and say, Apostle, pray for me. Touch and agree with me. I need you to pray with me. I need you to pray for me. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm right here live in the studio. Live in the studio. You don't have to worry about calling in and I'm not here and say, I won't pray and I'm not here. But today I'm live in the studio where we can touch and agree. And we'll believe God for you and with you that the great God we serve is able to do a scene of all we think or ask. Come on. Who will be the first? We await your call. I want you to know today the battle is not yours. I want you to know today you can walk in peace. I want you to know today you can walk in your total healing. I want you to know today you got the victory over every circumstance, every situation that you will face. Why? Because we serve a great God and a mighty God. We serve a God. He's got a strong hand. My God, we serve a God. He can step in and turn things around. Hallelujah. He can make things the crooked way straight. The great God that we serve, you're not in this alone. He's right there with you. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. It may seem like that. It may seem like that. The enemy may try to paint a picture like that, that you're there alone. He said, because I never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'll be with you. One translation say, he's a very present help in the time of trouble. Come on. And what? In trouble, when you're in trouble, come on, he's there. He's there with you. So he's a great God. He won't leave you. He won't leave you. One thing I like, I heard this saying, he didn't build his home in us to move away. He didn't teach us how to swim to let us drown. Come on. God didn't bring you through this. And then when you get ready to go through something else, to let you know you're gonna fail. My mind still go to the children of Israel. He brought them out of the hands of Pharaoh. Come on. And then when they got into the wilderness, come on, it seemed like they weren't gonna come out the wilderness because why? They begin to think, they begin to mumble, grumble, and complain. Hallelujah. But guess what? God, the great God, still, my mind goes back to them a whole lot. He made a way for them. He fed them from manna on high. He led them by a cloud, a pillar by night of fire, and a cloud by day. Come on. He kept them while they was out there. Their clothes never grew. And every time they moved, the shoes never wore out. Come on. God kept them. That great God we're talking about, he kept them. So they're not here today. They're just witnessing testimonies through the word of God. But you're here today. You're in the midst of what you're in. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. He's going to always be there. He's going to bring you out. We serve a great God. We're still waiting your call. You still got a few minutes. Hallelujah. Before I have to get up off the station. If you want prayer, call in my brother. If you want prayer, call in my sister. You say, well, Pastor, I'm not saved, and I want to be saved. You can call in, and we'll lead you to Christ. We'll lead you to the foot of the cross, and he'll take it from there. Come on. It's just as simple. He said, if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. We serve a great God. He's so great. He's so good. He saved you just like that upon your confession and your belief. Not on what you've done. He's forgiven you. Come on. And not only what you'll be faced with. Guess what? He's a great God. He'll bring you out of it. He'll bring you through it. I believe it. What about you? Come on, somebody. We serve a great God today. It's been a privilege and an honor to sit here behind this mic in the Come On Cypress audience. Amen. To come into your homes, into your cars by the way of the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Hallelujah, and the other stations. Amen. It's been a joy. Today has been a really good day, blessing for me to come in to share this with you. You're going through circumstances and situations, but know this, it's not greater than God. It's not greater than the word that has been spoken over your life. It's not greater. The situation will not overthrow you. It will not overtake you. Come on. Why? Because the great God that we serve lives on the inside of you and I. And you can overcome. You will overcome. You have overcome. Come on. You can begin to speak faith-filled words that does what? Dominate. Faith-filled words that do what? That rule. Faith-filled words that do what? Take over. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. We serve a great God this morning. We serve a great God. Again, no matter what you're going through with, no matter what you're faced with, you serve a great God. He's a savior. He's a keeper. He's a healer for the world today. Hallelujah. Got 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes. Well, you may say, well, I just want you to pray for me. I've already accepted Christ. I just want you to pray for me. Come on. I just need you to help me while I'm going through this, to know that I serve a great God. You got 2 minutes. You can call in. 2 minutes left. 2 minutes left. And I await your call. Praise God. Praise our God. Now, don't forget, again, we thank God. I know you're in the Christmas season. We're in the Christmas season. Some of you are probably preparing to go out of town. We pray your protection over you as you travel. Amen. To go be with your loved ones. Praise God. And we pray that you have a safe trip in there and back. And God keep you while you're there. And we pray those of you that are not traveling, that you home, we pray that you be safe. Amen. But we know this, we serve a great God in the midst of what we're in, and we cannot go under. You will not go under. The situation will not take you under. Hallelujah. You'll come out of it. Because why? We serve a great God. According to what we read today, and according to what we heard today, we serve a great God. It's nothing, again, nothing too hard for God. Nothing that you're in that the enemy try to keep you hold hostage in it. He can't. Why? Because the God is greater than that in you. again, greater than he that's in me and he that's in the world. So the situation is not greater than God. Yes, truly, this has been your host this morning, Apostle Curtis Watkins from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. God bless all of you all that's been on this morning. My time is getting close for me to leave. Amen. But I've got to get up, and the station has to go off. Not the radio station, but this station of me right here has to go off, and another somebody got to come on. But one thing he won't leave you. The great God won't leave you. The mighty one won't leave you. I got to leave you. It's time for me to go sign off the air. But he's always there with you, my brother, my sister. Those of you that's driving trucks and you're listening, you can't call in. Those of you that's driving trucks going around a mountain, guess what? 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Know this. In your 2 minutes, while you're doing this, you serve a great God and a mighty God that can do anything but fail. This morning, finish what you're doing. This morning, know this. The situation is not greater. The situation is not bigger than God. I'm facing it, but it's not bigger than God. It's not bigger than God. Amen. God bless you. My time is coming, gone. Listen, Friday morning, same station, same time. Tune into the radio broadcast. Amen. Tune into the radio broadcast. Keep a listening ear for his word. This has been your host again, Apostle Curtis Watkins. 1 minute left. Come on. In that 1 minute. Yes, listen. We want to pray for the bereavement families, those that are going through bereavement hour. Let's pray for the Singer family. Amen. Miss Lucy Singer, a pioneer of MIMS. Amen. We want to pray for the Singer family that God see them through. Sister Collar. Amen. My nephew, which is their aunt and their great aunt. Hallelujah. We want to pray for them that God would see them through this difficult time. Hallelujah. In the passing of Miss Lucy Sigler. Amen. Hallelujah. She went on to sleep on Friday morning. So we want to pray for this family and continue to pray for Pastor Sean Ferguson. Amen. In the passing of his father, Bishop Ferguson, and the husband of Dr. Ferguson. Come on. All right, let's continue to pray for those families. Amen. That God will see you through. And Sister Dawana and her family, members of our church, and Sister Nell, let's keep them in prayer as they go through this difficult time. All right, my time is coming, gone. Listen, know this. We serve a great God. God bless you.
Been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Portions of WMIE's broadcast